USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden's job approval rating has reached a record low. According to a recent Pew Research Center poll, only 33% of Americans approve of the president's job performance. This reflects a 2-point decrease since Pew's last survey in June. Israeli forces have acknowledged responsibility for unintentionally causing the death of 3 hostages held by Hamas during a conflict in northern Gaza Friday. IDF troops fired upon them after initially perceiving them as a threat. Officials emphasized that this occurred in a combat zone where soldiers frequently encounter terrorists and suicide bombers. The conflict between Israel and Hamas has now entered its 70th day. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan addressed the ongoing situation during his visit to Israel Friday.
There will be a transition to another phase of this war, one that is focused in more precise ways on targeting the leadership and on intelligence-driven operations.
Recently, 2 U.S. officials indicated that the Biden administration has communicated to the Israeli government its desire to see an end to the large-scale ground campaign in the region. Despite this, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said earlier this week that the war will persist until victory is achieved. Airlines anticipate nearly 40 million passengers during the upcoming holiday season. The industry foresees a more seamless operation compared to the previous year's Southwest Airlines meltdown, which was caused by a significant snowstorm. Here's Southwest Airlines CEO Bob Jordan.
We are ready. We've invested in trucks and new pads and staffing and technology. I'm very, very proud of our people.
Southwest Airlines has made substantial investments also in de-icing equipment. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says it's highly likely that 2023 will be officially recognized as the hottest year on record. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The 6-piece towels that includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
According to a government report, inflation is set to meet the Federal Reserve's 2% target by 2024. The Congressional Budget Office's forecast indicates that annual inflation will persist in its decreasing trajectory from this year's nearly 3% average. This is attributed to softer labor markets and slower increases in rents. Western intelligence agencies are now reportedly running the numbers on how long Ukraine might hold out against Russia if foreign aid and weapon shipments from the West come to an end.
At the same time, in the U.S., lawmakers on Capitol Hill are working to find compromise over sending more aid to Ukraine and Israel versus addressing concerns at the U.S. southern border. Independent Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema.
The solution is to actually create an orderly process where those who do qualify for asylum have the opportunity to seek it in our country.
GOP lawmakers criticize Democrats for not handling border issues sooner. Republicans want to see restrictions on asylum and parole programs in exchange for approving more aid for Ukraine and Israel. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The CDC is alerting health care providers about the urgent need to increase efforts in administering flu, COVID-19, and RSV vaccines. In an alert, the agency expressed concern that low vaccination rates, coupled with a rise in respiratory disease activity throughout the U.S., could potentially strain healthcare capacity. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.